Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. Let's talk about the practicality of grandparents and how they really can leave a legacy and impact the lives of their grandkids. Because we talked about the why, now let's talk about the how.
Yeah, well, I think scripture gives us a lot of guidance about the methods that grandparents can invest in telling their testimony, in teaching, in asking questions that generate good spiritual dialogue, in prayer. Oh man, our kids need prayer. We need prayer as parents. Yeah. The Bible gets really prescriptive with those kinds of things that become very helpful. And grandparents can learn from that. I think as we talk about homeschooling, you know, as we start to open that door and start to think about what does it look like for a grandparent to engage on the homeschool front, my encouragement is to consider three questions that you can just bounce around in your head that might be helpful for you as talking points with a grandparent. One, what's a huge area of need for you or an area of need? Is it a specific subject area? Is it help with some of your younger kids so that you can engage? Is it help in some other area of your family life? A second question that you can engage with is what are their gifts and their passions?
And you're talking about questions for grandparents to ask.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. That you could ask yourself or you could ask them gifts or passions. So every grandparent has a whole long list of these, and it's pretty easy to get people excited about things they love and they can invest in a younger grandchild in that way. So I'll give you a few examples of these. I'll swing back with after I mention the third question here, just with our family. The third one is how can you create some easy wins and early success? If this is new for a grandparent, it becomes critical that it's just not a bad experience to start. And so put the tee on the put the ball on the tee so that it's a home run and a grandparent and a grandchild will have a good experience and say, we want to do this again. So bite-sized, easy win. So here's what this has looked like in some of these areas for our family, just to give you some practical examples. Jen's dad loves electrical stuff. So he has taught our kids ham radio. He has purchased them all the wires and knobs and, you know, they're doing like electrical engineering kinds of things, stuff I'm not good at in any way, shape or form. And that's a life skill area that, man, that's great to know those kinds of things. My dad enjoys the outdoors. He has loved investing in Bible study and scripture memorization. Jen's dad lives maybe a half an hour from us. My dad lives an hour and 15 minutes. Notice I'm saying dads. Our moms both died many years ago. My mom died of ALS. Jen's mom died of brain cancer. So we've got, and then my dad remarried. So we've got, I could talk all about that. That's a different conversation. But, and so that's why you hear me mentioning that. But my dad lives about an hour and 15 minutes away. So a lot of what they do is by technology. And so they have a weekly call where my dad calls in, they do some Bible memorization, and then they talk life. It's fantastic. And there's an accountability piece there, getting in God's word and memorizing it. As kids have gotten older, he's now going to be doing a book study with the older kids, and it's probably on an apologetics topic. So they'll read a section, connect over video, Zoom, or whatever that is. And man, you can do so much in that regard.
Yeah.
And Then my dad does a lot on the outdoor side with our kids in the hunting, fishing. Some people think, you know, that's not really homeschooling. That, you know, we, a lot of individuals think this is like, it's just study. Just so everybody understands where we come from with our approach to homeschooling, we think discipleship, education, I use those interchangeably. It's a four-leg stool of study, worship, work, and service. And so when we start to think about those different categories, there's a lot of ways that grandparents can engage. Jen's dad, we all attend worship at the same church on Sunday morning. He's teaching his grandkids how to worship God. Through his example, we all sit together. Through studying, my dad's doing that through those calls. Work and service, there's so many ways. And so I think letting grandparents know, here's what we're doing, and then just asking, how could you help? Where do you see some opportunities, putting the ball in their court? And I think there will be a lot of different ways that grandparents could come up with when you start to lay things out like we just did.
Yeah, that is so cool. It is hard when, I feel like a lot of grandparents live far distances. You know, we're in Oklahoma. My mom lives in California and Garrett's parents and my dad live in Georgia. And so we're far, far, you know, 18 to 20 some hours from any of our grandparents. And so it is difficult, but like you said, there are ways, you know, through Zoom calls or, you know, even just through the phone. I mean, it doesn't even have to be video, though video is more fun because you can see people's faces. Right. But there are ways that grandparents can be involved with their kids, with their grandkids in their lives. And so I think that's really, really cool. And just finding ways for them to be engaged in their homeschooling and in their education. You know, maybe grandpa is really good at math and mom mm-hmm. is not. That would be the case with me. So being able to call grandpa and say, hey, grandpa, how do you solve this problem? But grandparents have to be willing to do that.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.